get it from the Lord. But I want to say this week, how many of y'all remember riding a school bus for the first time? I mean,
First time.
Anticipated, you know, what's it going to be like? I climb up them building stairs and say, but that's
how. Who did you say? David, I'm sorry.
About riding a school bus for the first time, anticipation.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember the first time.
But, you know, I've been like that in my spirit this week.
Oh, good.
Anticipating teaching on the Word of God. And I want to make it real brief this morning so Miss Mary can come forward and you know, have plenty of time to present us with that. Because that's such an important, you know, subject. And I believe it's going to bless us all.
Amen.
But I want to read scripture first. And, you know, the Lord showed me a few things about the glory this week. But anyway, I want to read this. This is in Luke 2nd chapter and the 8th verse. And it says, there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord come upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in the manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill towards men. Notice here that following the glory was peace and goodwill towards men. And, you know, they're just glory to God in the highest. And it all centers around the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's a good praise word, isn't it? Go with glory. Glory to God in the highest.
But I'm going to stop there and I'm going to ask Adriana come and present her poem to us. And
that's that was, good, David. That's
that last
one.
Blessing. Well, that last poem was such a blessing. And then, Adriana, when you get there, I'm going to ask Brother Charles to pray for a class.
Yeah, that last poem was called Glory to God in the Highest. Jesus went through it first. And I can have copies if anybody wants that, you can let me know. And this poem I'm doing today, it's called In His Arms. And before I start, I want to read a little short devotional just to encourage everybody further. And it says, In His Arms devotional. Brothers and sisters in the Lord, take comfort in the fact that the all-powerful God of the universe loves to comfort you and will always wrap you and hold you in His loving and gentle arms if you need Him to. Deuteronomy 33:27. You are His child, 2 Corinthians 6:18. His precious creation, His Genesis 1:31. The Bible says He is our Abba Father, Mark 14:36. Says He is our daddy God, and like any good daddy who loves their child, all He wants to do is just protect us and love us forever. So if you are ever going through any sad or hard times, remember that daddy God is always with you where you are, and He has His arms wide open no matter what. That's Deuteronomy 31:6, Jeremiah 31:3. And this is the poem. It says, in His arms there is safety. In His arms there is rest. Fall into the arms of the one who loves and knows you best. In His arms there is joy for every young girl and boy. No matter what your age, God will never play with your emotions like a toy. He loves you so very much, and He invites you into His arms so that you can let go of the pain and rest in Him free from all harm. In His arms is the best place that you can ever be. So let God hold you by giving you His awesome comfort and healing simultaneously.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. I would like to have a copy of that.
Okay.
Yeah, I like
both of them. Okay, I need the copies.
Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your awesome presence here this morning.
Yes,
we ask that you continue to anoint these teachers, singers, whatever they bring forth in this class. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. That's good.
Thank you.
David, that scripture you read was one of my scriptures this morning.
Right. Say, was talking about rolling each other.
I said, David, been in my notes.
Holy Spirit been in our hearts.
All in one.
I like that better, David. Y'all just be patient with me.
What we want to talk about this morning, seeing the glory of God with our physical eyes. We're going to go through some of the scriptures and just show you what the glory of God, how the glory of God appeared and what it looked like to some of the people that encountered his glory. But I want to do a backdrop scripture to kind of bring you into... The glory of God is so awesome. And this next move of God is definitely going to be the glory.
Woo, glory.
The next move of God is going to be the glory. It's going to be the awakening. It's going to be an outpouring. It got so many components to it.
Ooh, it's going
to
be a manifestation of his love, isn't it?
I like that, Mary. That's good. That can go on the list.
Well, that's the top. Because it's his love.
Because God is love.
Yeah.
God is love. But all those will be involved in the next move. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't just say it's going to be a one thing. You know, some people say, oh, no, it's going to be an awakening. Some say it's not going to be nothing. This is as good as it gets, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be all of those, the great awakening, the outpouring, wait a minute, let me get off of this. Y'all not going to get me on that. Talking about next week. Y'all just draw things out of me. Okay, now let's get back on track here. We are talking about the glory of God.
Yes.
When you talk about the glory of God, you're talking about all of God. The fullness.
Woo, hallelujah.
Whoa.
Essence of
everything.
Glory.
Everything.
Everything.
Amen. Everything.
Self-existence.
Now, I want to do this as a backdrop scripture right quick so we can visit the Old Testament and see the glory of God and the New Testament as we look at the where they actually saw the glory of God. They witnessed to it. They said, hey, this is the glory of God. And we're going to see some more of those days that we can witness. And we can testify. This is the glory of God. Nothing man-made. You know, we don't have enough man-made. Man-made smoke. Man-made lights. You know. We want to be able to say, this is the glory of God.
Amen.
This is it. We want to testify that too. We read about it. We sing about it. But we want to be able to testify that this is the glory of God.
And you know, that's one of our biggest praise.
Huh?
That's one of our biggest praise to God. It's like, glory to God. Glory to God in our eyes.
Amen. All of that.
I always say that. I was like, somebody said, oh, well, he was awesome. I said, glory to God. He deserved all the glory.
He does. He deserves all of our glory.
Amen.
He's glorious. And guess what?
Glory.
We're going to be a glorious church.
Yeah, we have
spot. Ha. One without spot or wrinkles. Mm. Our garments that we're wearing are going to be beautiful white.
Right.
Without
glory.
A spot or even a wrinkle. Mm. You know, those are the garments... Especially a bride. Bride want her garments to be perfect. Perfect. They take months and months shopping for that perfect, perfect outfit. And when she walking in that white, she don't want a spot or wrinkle on it. She want it to be perfect. Over in Revelation, Jesus said, y'all done spotted your garments.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Let me get into what I'm going to teach you today. Okay. The glory of God. Okay. 2 Corinthians 3:18. You don't have to turn there because it's just a backdrop scripture that I want you to keep in mind. Because we're going to visit the Old Testament, the New Testament. We're just going to have a good time talking about the glory of God this morning. Who else can talk about it? Who else can speak about it? No one can do it as good as we are because we are the glorious church.
Yes.
Praise God. 3:18, saying all of us, as with unveiled face. See, Moses, what the writer is talking about here, Moses had a veil. He had to put a veil on his face because he had fading glory. But it's saying here, and all of us, which is the believers, as with unveiled face, and all of us, but all of us with open faces, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. We got the same glory that Jesus had, and we've been changed into that image. We're growing. We're getting into that same image of glory that he had. Because Jesus told his father before he got out of here, he said, Father, give me that glory that I had from the beginning. Give it back to me. And he said, okay, it's yours. Praise God. And so we have the glory of God that we glow from glory. We should be going from glory to glory to glory to glory. Praise God. So we are carriers of that glory of God. And that was something I didn't want you to forget. But I had lined up a group of scriptures from the New Testament to the Old Testament, where people were testifying about this is the glory of God. Okay, let's start with, I think I'm going to start in the New Testament. Is that okay? Mm-hmm. The New Testament. One I'm going to talk about. Now, I probably need to just go on and read it. I'm trying to save time because I got so many scriptures that I wanted us to look at. Let's do Acts 7:55. The book of Acts, 7th chapter, and the 55th verse. If you got it, okay. But he, now the he we're talking about is Stephen here, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Surely he had to be in the spirit, because in the natural, I don't care if you got 20/20 eyesight, it's only so far you can see. You're limited. You have limited eyesight. But he looked up and he saw the glory of God. I mean, this changed this man that, I mean, people stoning him. And don't you know when you're stoned, you're hurt? He didn't even feel the hurt. He looked up and seen the glory of God. And Jesus standing on the right hand of God. Stephen got a standing ovation there. A standing ovation from Jesus. And he looked up and he could see that with his spiritual eyes. Because natural eyes is not going to let you see that far. And said, behold, I see the heaven open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran up on him with one accord. Then they all started just beating on him at one accord. Because he said, I see the Son of Man. I'm looking up in heaven. I see. He didn't feel the hurts and the pain of the stoning that the people was doing, because he was so into the spirit realm. And they said, he's going to say he see God. He see Jesus standing on the right-hand side. Oh, that, and then they really want to beat him then. Really, I mean, they all ganged up on him. It was saying something like that, you know. That's not possible for them. And Cass, okay, let me stop here with that one. But he saw. So the glory of God is something you can see. It can be manifest. It's something that you can see. And let's read Matthew 17 and 5. I wanted to go to Acts 9. Why don't we go to Acts 9 and 3 while we're here? Acts 9 and 3. Okay, and as he journeyed, we are talking about Paul here. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Now the light from heaven, as we go on to read, which I'm not going to read all this for the sake of time, the light came in the appearance of the glory of God. He saw the glory of God. The light that he saw. It was so glorious. It was so glorious until it did put him blind. I mean, it blinded him. Because the light was so glorious. It wasn't like the light that, you know, you see from day to day. It was a more light than that. It was the glory of God. Okay, let's go to Matthew 17 chapter. Because I want to get over into the Old Testament. As we travel through the New Testament, Matthew 17 and 5. Okay, this is, now let's see, what is happening here, this is when Jesus, Elias, and Moses were talking. Jesus was talking to them about his death. And 17 and 5 it says, while he yet spake, a bright cloud. Now Peter was speaking. He said unto Jesus, Lord, it's good for us to be here. If that, let us make three tabernacles. You know, Peter just seems, I mean, he seen this and he just went, man, this is heaven. Let's get three tabernacles. One for Moses, one for Eli, and one for you, Jesus. But Moses and Elijah didn't come to stay. Jesus just in conversation with him about their death. You know, we see the prophet and while he yet speak, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. Okay, the cloud represent the glory of God. And not only the cloud, they in up here at the second verse, it said it was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun. That's what the glory looked like. His face shining like the sun. Here is describing what Jesus, when Jesus transfigured before their eyes, when they seen the glory of God. They said, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. I mean, they're saying, this is different. This is glorious. This is the glory of God. Peter saw that glory and he said, oh, we just got to tabernacle this. This just got to go in a tabernacle. This is just too glorious. The transfiguration But you know, when you look at this word transfiguration, it's the same word that he's trying to get us to do in Romans 12. He said, be ye transformed, transfigured, totally changed. I mean, they seen Jesus in his glory state. That's the state they saw him in. They had